Now, dancing cockatoo videos are all over the internet, with birds busting out moves to Elvis or rap. But are they dancing because it's something they naturally enjoy, or is it imposed by humans? Natasha Lubke is an animal scientist at Charles Sturt University and led a project that's taken a closer look at just how cockatoos dance. She's found a wonderfully complex set of moves, and she joined us on the Thursday Daily this morning. Good morning, Tash. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Very, very well. Thank you. Very excited to have a chat about this one. Just the last song we had was called Bird, from an album called Birding Out, so it's kind of all kind of coming together perfectly for this
story. There you go.
So tell us about dancing in general, what's involved, and which animals sing to truly dance.
So aside from humans, animals identified to dance are basically none. There's some animals that have rhythmic movement. Chimpanzees are found to clap along to music, and now cockatoos, we're looking into their dancing in the aspects of play behaviour, not just for mating purposes.
I think that's a really important distinction to make, because I think on the surface, people can assume, most birds dance because they have the mating rituals, but I think the distinction between mating rituals and play is really important. So could you just go into a bit more detail with that?
Yeah, so we're identifying play because it's a non-functional behaviour, so they do it because it's self-rewarding. They're not gaining anything from their behaviour in terms of resources or mates. They're literally just performing it because it appears to bring them joy. Whereas if they're mating, it's because there's the goal there to produce, which is kind of the main difference between the dancing for play and dancing for courtship.
Yeah, and why is this distinction so important to make when you're looking at into this research mm-hmm. specifically?
Yeah, so the purpose of identifying play behaviour can be really beneficial for the bird's welfare. So we can use it to identify their welfare state as well as to improve their welfare, whereas courtship just happens regardless.
And so when you looked at cockatoo's dances in particular, what mm-hmm. did you find?
So we identified 7 different species of cockatoos to dance, and of a sample set we did at the Wagga Zoo, all birds were identified to dance, which was not expected at all. We weren't even sure if we're going to see any dancing, so the fact that we identified all the birds to dance was really cool.
And what role did music seem to play in the cockatoo's dances?
So statistically speaking, the music didn't appear to play much of a role. The birds danced to the music, without the music, and also to a podcast. So not entirely sure the purpose or the role of music just from this study. It was very much a pilot and preliminary study. So there's lots of opportunity to go further and understand the role of music a bit better how it can use that to trigger dancing.
Sorry if this is a completely irrelevant question, but what podcast did you play the cockatoos?
I played the She's on the Money podcast.
Oh, fantastic.
Yep.
So what kind of dance moves are these cockatoos busting out when they're dancing?
Yeah, so they do a range of different movements. The most common, they use their heads. So they do like a headbang or a little swing with their heads. They can use their feet doing like shuffling steps or foot lifts. Their wings get involved as well, doing little flapping or body fluffs as well. And then there's a movement I identified as complex, which could look different for multiple birds, but it was just there's a lot going on. They're using all parts of their body in all different dynamic ways that I couldn't even pick a sole thing to identify it with.
And so when they're dancing either to music or not to music, do they seem to hold rhythm or is it sort of very changeable?
It does appear that there may be some rhythm involved. Definitely another option to look into that further, but it could very much be a thing that they're listening to the music or whatever internal rhythm. And they're doing what's called entrainment, which is moving their body to a beat.
Fair enough. And so now you mentioned this is a preliminary set of a bit of research. So what would you like, or what do you think needs to be done next when we're looking into dancing for play in cockatoos and possibly in other animals?
Yeah, for sure. So I think the next steps would be looking in how we can possibly trigger dancing in terms of enrichment, or just doing some preference testing and seeing how it could be enriching, because we've identified that the behaviour occurs and it appears to be when they're in a positive state. So how can we increase their welfare and bring on the positive state by music or dancing?
Fabulous. And just one more question before I let you go. So what does this research tell you that you've got for now, especially if you have a much-loved cockatoo companion in your life?
Yeah, I think definitely that your cockatoo, and people have said this and known this for a long time, that they will dance and play them some music and see what they do. And if they are dancing, it does appear that they're happy and they're in a good way. So it's always, if you've got a pet cockatoo and they're dancing, it's great.
Good stuff.
And if they're not, how can you help them?
Yeah. Well, maybe can you maybe do some cockatoo dance lessons to help them find their feet?
I'm sure that would bring them lots of joy.
Fantastic. Wonderful. Tash, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been a great chat.
Thank you.
That was Natasha Lubke, animal scientist from Charles Sturt University and leader of the Cockatoo Dance Research Project. It seems that these cockatoos really have the moves, and probably more moves than I do.